hunt?
41-year-old.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for April the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2021. This is hour two of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. That's who we are. That's what we do. And we aim to do it peacefully in the traditions of our founding fathers. You say, wait a minute, Sam, they had a revolution. They weren't peaceful. Oh, you don't understand the revolution story then, do you? Yeah, they eventually were forced to violence by King George coming to take their only God-given inalienable right of self-defense, codified in the right to keep and bear arms. That was an understanding codified in the Bill of Rights, saying, government, you can't touch this. But you know what? They didn't get violent. They were peaceful. And they literally worked on trying to defend their liberties and protect their freedoms for years before they were forced to defend themselves by a tyrannical king. Okay? So the founders were incredibly peaceful. If you go read their Declaration of Independence, they felt like before they even could defend themselves, literally, they would need to write a document and demonstrate to a candid world and to God Almighty the reasons, the train of usurpations that precipitated the need to defend oneself. Okay, they even went to those great lengths to establish peace over decades and then wrote that as the final, you know what, we have no choice. And here are articulated reasons why. Right, that's a very serious, serious thing. All right, we talked last hour with Stuart Rhodes in great detail about the need to do something. You know, there was an event in Oklahoma, which was really good. Stuart Rhodes said he watched it. I thought he was in attendance. He just watched it. He said it was really good, really educational, really great stuff. But you know what? They don't go far enough to solutions. And you know, I find that to be true with a lot of radio talk show hosts. They don't take you to the solutions. They don't take you behind the scenes to the real answers. They bring you to the brink of frustration, no doubt. They bring you to the point of, man, I'm going to wring my hands. I don't know what to do. It's horrible. They do a really good job at that. But what they don't do is focus on the solutions enough. And that's one of the things that Liberty Roundtable Live really tries to do, focus on solutions. And you say, Sam, you're as good as talking as everybody else, but you don't come up with solutions. And I disagree. And the reason why is because we're really telling you right now to call your congressmen and senators to oppose David Chipman for ATF or BATF. Okay. We really want to oppose this nomination because he's anti-Second Amendment big time. All right. I also really want you to see the double standard in how they're dealing with Maxine Waters versus Donald Trump. Donald Trump says peacefully go to the Capitol and let your congressmen and senators understand why you want them to look into vote fraud. They literally charged Trump with an insurrection idea. Maxine Waters literally goes and says, hey, we got to push back and confront people. And then before you know it, a shooting takes place. An attempted shooting, if you will. Of course, they say there's no link. But then we tell you about a small government watchdog team. Terrifies corrupt officials. Article written by WorldNet Daily. So we're pointing you to the real news. AmericanWatchdogs.org is their website. And these are two guys that have made a tremendous difference. If you want to focus on solutions, that's one of the great, great ways to focus on solutions, folks, right? Think about that. We tell you what happened on April 19th, this day in history. We tell you the founding father, S. Patrick Henry statement. Listen carefully, because I think it applies to you and me right now, today. I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know no way of judging the future, but by the past, Patrick Henry. I think that's a really, really wise counsel. And if we look at the past, we know that if we don't act quicker to head off violence, that that's what we're going to end up with. And you would say, Sam, you're overstating the tyranny. I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. When you literally have Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Free saying, hey, we don't care what the grand jury says, the cops killed this guy. Wait a minute, you don't care what the grand jury says? Facebook and Twitter literally censor every one of our videos and everything that we do. Twitter took me down for telling you about a story in Israel about vaccines and how they're not very safe and effective, and they shut me down. But they're not censoring the video of Maxine Waters literally encouraging violence. Waters calling openly protesters have got to get more active, more confrontational. We've got to make sure they know we mean business if Chopin doesn't get convicted of murder. So now we're literally threatening the people over a grand jury and the decision that the jury may make. Is that tampering with the jury? If you literally stand outside of the court area and say, hey, if you don't convict this guy of murder, you know what? There's going to be heck to pay. We're going to ratchet up confrontations and we're going to ratchet up our protests. We got to get more active. We got to get more confrontational, especially if, hey, Chauvin isn't convicted. Wait a minute. I don't want Chauvin to be convicted unless he needs to be convicted. But not only did Maxine Waters, as far as I can tell, literally double down in, I would believe, criminal activity, but now Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, literally backs Waters. Listen to this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defended Maxine Waters, they say California rep, and her call for protesters. Wow, this is shocking. So Nancy Pelosi defended Maxine Waters' call for protest to get more confrontational. Pelosi added that Waters' comments, I guess said Saturday in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, did not amount to inciting violence, and that she should not apologize for the comments. Wow. Maxine talked about confrontation in the manner of the civil rights movement, Pelosi told reporters Monday. Yeah. Anyway, and then she goes on, I myself think we should take the lead from the George Floyd family, etc. But how do you handle this? Okay, you literally have criminal activity going on by the congresswoman. Then you got the Speaker of the House backing that criminal activity and saying, oh, no. So you got the mayor saying, hey, we don't care what the jury does. The cops killed this guy. You got a congresswoman going, hey, man, you know what? We got to get confrontational if they don't convict this guy. And then you got the Speaker of the House going, yeah, you know what? She said that, but it doesn't amount to violence or anything else. Never mind that literally a drive-by shooting took place literally right after the comments were made by the congresswoman. And then now you got a situation where the Speaker of the House is defending it, going, yeah, not really a big deal. Maxine talked about confrontation in the manner of the civil rights movement, Pelosi told reporters. I don't really know how to respond to this because it's so blatant, the double standard. But we don't have enough media to make a difference, do we? Right? Wow. Well, that's why I believe, and I'm going to go back to Stuart Rhodes and the solutions discussion here. Reporting on what is happening on the ground is really vital. Telling you the other side of stories, really vital. Telling you what's going on, critically vital. But then we got to take action. And what action should we take? Not violent action like Pelosi and Waters are speaking of. Not confrontation in your face physically on the streets. No, no, no. We're talking about peaceful education. And for you to understand, this is what these people are advocating for, violence. We reject violence, folks. We want to remain peaceful. That's why I'm not out in the streets like Nancy is. like Maxine Waters is, literally saying, hey, ratchet this up. Don't worry. It's in the civil rights movement cloak, if you will. Okay, confrontation in the manner of the civil rights movement got radical, too. They took over buildings. People got hurt. People got beat up. It was violent indeed. But how can House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defend Maxine Waters' call for protests or protests to get more confrontational if, this is interesting, if they don't get a conviction? It's hard to know how to respond to this, right? I mean, it's so in your face, so blatant, so bold, so belligerent, so extreme that it's hard to know how to respond. We got literally elected officials who have sworn an oath to the Constitution to protect us from enemies, foreign and domestic, literally backing this violent rhetoric. And then, of course, I'll be taken down from Facebook or Twitter or YouTube or who knows what for even taking the other side of the discussion. We need to step back, Nancy. We need to step back, Maxine. We need to step back, Black Lives Matter. We need to step back, Antifa. And we need to step back, all of you who want violence, and say, wait a minute, what does violence accomplish? Unless you're defending yourself, your wives, your children, your family, unless it's a self-defense thing, I don't think that violence is the way at all. Of course, then what they say is, Sam, you're a wimpy patriot, aren't you? Hey, man, I want to take your calls at 866-986-NEWS, 866-986-6397. Do you want to sound off on this? We can hear your calls, or I've got more news the networks refuse to use in seconds. You are listening to Sam Bushman on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay. Abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
So not only did House Speaker Nancy Pelosi defend Maxine Waters' extreme comments calling for protesters to get more confrontational. Okay, it gets worse than that, because more confrontational if the jury doesn't rule in the way they think it should be. That's literally, in my opinion, jury tampering, to say the least. And then she added and said, Waters' comments don't add or amount to inciting violence, and that Waters should not apologize for them. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is something that we really need to get down and get down good. Listen to me. We need to be very serious about this. when you have a viewpoint and you cave, you literally destroy half your argument. Okay? So I say, hey, a lot of people coming across the border are criminals and rapists. Yeah. They're drug runners, sex traffickers, children traffickers, etc. They're criminals. Now, when President Trump said that, they attacked Donald relentlessly. And Donald wouldn't apologize, and he's absolutely right. And at first you think, well, man, that's just too bold, Sam. That's in your face. That's crazy. No, no, no. Listen, when you apologize, you concede the argument and lose. That's why Nancy knows that Maxine Waters is wrong. But she cannot apologize. They cannot equivocate or back down. They've got each other's back, and they're not going to give in. Now, don't get me wrong. In their case, I'm not saying it's justified, but I'm getting they understand the playbook better than most conservatives do. Most conservatives literally melt down whenever they get called out over anything. Let me give you a proven point to kind of make the case. Let me see if I can find this article here about there's a country singer. What's his name? Wallace? I'm going to have to find this thing. Morgan Wallace is his name. All right. Or Morgan Wallen. So the headline says, canceled country star returns with stunning message. Morgan Wallen breaks his months-long silence after the, quote, N-word controversy. So here's what happened. Morgan went out on a drunken party night, came home and started screaming the N-word. I guess they call it an unfortunate drunken incident that paralyzed his successful music career. Wallen's music was essentially canceled. It was removed from radio stations and other platforms after a video of him surfaced where he called a white friend the quote N-word. As he returned from an alcohol-fueled night with his buddies after being suspended by the record label and disqualified by the American Country Music Awards, fan-funded billboards started popping up ahead of the event. The billboards seemingly provoked Wallen to end his silence, which he did with a handwritten letter to social media. But the message is hardly what diehard fans would be hoping for. Wallen, 27 years old, announced that he would not be performing this summer due to his need for self-introspection during his time away from the spotlight. I wanted to let you guys know that I've taken a couple of months away and feel like I've really worked on myself. I'm proud of who I've become. I'm really proud of who I am and the man I am becoming, and I want to take this time to improve. I found this time away to be very valuable to me in many ways, and believe it or not, I need a little more of that time. Therefore, I will not be performing this summer. I won't be keeping the Luke Bryan tour dates. And Wallen concluded the letter with a positive note that he was, quote, back in Nashville, getting back in the groove. My story is far from over, and getting back to see y'all is all I've been thinking of, Morgan Wallen. Now, let me tell you the problem I have with it and why I tie these things together. Because you got cancel culture at work where they literally canceled this country star for using the N-word. Now, I'm not defending using the N-word, folks. Okay, I think it's a disrespectful word. I think it's unkind. I don't think we should use it. Except in very rare circumstances. You say, wait a minute, Sam, what are the rare circumstances in which, you know, you can use the N-word there, buddy? That's crazy talk now. No, it is not. Obama used the N-word. Right? And can I not use it? What if Barack Obama uses it? Right? Well, it's interesting. I'm not allowed to use it, but Barack and others can. Right? Now, where do we go here? Here's Obama using the racist N-word.
The legacy of slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination in almost every institution of our lives, you know, that casts a long shadow. And that's still part of our DNA. That's passed on. We're not cured of it.
Racism.
We are not cured of.
Clearly.
And it's not just a matter of it not being polite to say nigger in public. That's not the measure of whether racism still exists or not.
All right. Well, so this guy yelled the N-word. Barack said the N-word. Now, there are those who would say, you don't say the N-word under any circumstances, Sam, you're a white guy. Well, to say that would be racist. Barack can say it because he's half white, so he can half say the word. He can just say, But yet, you know, a real black person can say the whole word, see? You know, where do you go with that kind of dishonest logic, that double standard, that manipulated truth, okay? Look, here's the bottom line. Saying that word in appropriate context might make some sense like Barack Obama did, which is, hey, you know what? We still have a racist past, and many times we haven't really overcome it all. And saying this word isn't the quintessential discussion. There's more to it than that, is his point. And okay, I get it. Fine. But they tried to hunt down a Donald Trump use of the N-word and couldn't find one. Now this guy gets in a drunken rage and calls his white buddy an N-word, which he should not have done. Okay, let's make that very clear. I'm not defending it. He should not have done it. But here's the thing. For canceled country star Morgan Wallen, he literally got completely shut down. They literally took his music off of all these things. They completely, absolutely shut this guy down and canceled him. And he returns with a stunning message with, I need to work on myself more. You know what? I stand correct that I'm wrong. I got to change. I got to work on myself. I need more time away from the spotlight. And you know what? I commend him for saying I got to do better. But here's the problem with Morgan Wallen. Can he ever be redeemed? Let me ask you that again. Can he be redeemed? Will the whacked out woke left ever let Morgan Wallen be redeemed? He's apologized. He's stepped away from society and from the media. He's literally been completely canceled as a person, as an entertainer, as a performer, as a musician. And he's now, the only statements he's made after people are calling for him to come back, he said, look, I'm not going on these tour dates. I got some work on myself to do. And then when he comes back, will he ever be able to be redeemed? And I submit to you the cancel culture, the woke culture, whatever buzzword you want to use for it, they won't let him. They're not going to let him come back. Because if they do, they admit that people can change and repent. They don't like to admit that. Okay? But so let me get this straight. This guy comes home in a drunken rage, uses the N-word, which he shouldn't have done, but he gets completely shut down. Now Maxine Waters can literally call for confrontation and violence in the streets. And you can do so, get more violent and confrontational. If we don't get the appropriate court case outcome we want in a jury, then get crazy. And she doesn't need to apologize, says Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. See, I look at those two things and I say, that's interesting. I'm not saying what Morgan did was good. Okay, I'm not defending it, but I am defending it should be something like this. He made a horrible mistake. He shouldn't have said it. Shame on you for saying it. That's wrong. And maybe he could write a song to teach people how, you know what, racism is not good. Saying the N-word is not good. Barack Obama's point that it's deeper than that, we agree. Let's make sure that we're all God's children and we're the human race, and that we treat each other kindly and respectfully as followers of Christ would treat them. Isn't that the message? But do we destroy his whole career but give Maxine a pass? Oh yeah, Morgan's white, Maxine's black. Got it now. See how racist that double standard really is?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Judge Peter Cahill, presiding over the Derek Chauvin trial, speaks out against the inflammatory remarks made by Representative Maxine Waters, the Democrat from California, over the weekend.
Well, I'll give you that Congresswoman Waters may have given you something on appeal that may result in this whole trial being overturned. I wish elected officials would stop talking about this case, especially in a manner that is disrespectful to the rule of law.
The trial is now in the hands of the jury and will continue deliberations Tuesday. Walter Mondale, the former vice president under Jimmy Carter, died Monday at his home in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He was 93.
When I hear your new ideas, I'm reminded of that ad. Where's the beef?
Yeah.
Democrat lawmakers last week introduced legislation to ban the sale and possession of firearm suppressors, known as silencers. The 2021 Help Empower Americans to Respond Act would ban the sale, importation, manufacturing, and possession of silencers. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Kentucky Representative Republican James Comer weighs in on Fox News the issue of statehood for Washington, D.C.
When you have Joe Manchin already on the record saying he's not going to support ending the filibuster and he's not inclined to vote to pack the court, then the Democrats realize they need to go to Plan B. And Plan B is to create two new Democrat Senate seats. And with respect to representation in Washington, D.C., I'm the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee. Eleanor Nolan Horton is on the committee as well. And she is a very vocal member of the committee. So Washington, D.C. has a delegate in Congress. And again, I don't think there's a city in America that's better represented in Congress than Washington, D.C.
The State Department said Monday that the U.S. Ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, will now be returning to the United States this week before returning to Moscow in the coming weeks. Sullivan had indicated he intended to stand his ground and stay in Russia after the Kremlin advised him to return home to talk with his team. USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Wow, the cancel culture is out of control. We got to stand against it. And one of the great solutions, I believe, is the media. I kind of mentioned tying this to solutions. A lot of people don't push for the solutions we do on your radio. Bring to you Stuart Rhodes. We bring to you these gentlemen that have really held people accountable yesterday and today. Now, I believe one of the great solutions is the media. We the people owning enough of the media to set the record straight. All right. We've got to set the record straight. Setting the record straight is critical for Americans to know what to do. And then pushing people beyond just the rhetoric and saying, hey, how do we take action? Right? We need to push back so hard against Nancy Pelosi and against Maxine Waters, literally doubling down and pushing for violence. You heard at the bottom of the hour a conservative basically saying, hey, you know what? I don't really like these public officials speaking out against this case in the middle of the case. They could literally overturn the case or manipulate the outcome of the case by their rhetoric. I wish they would stop speaking out, especially when it comes to attacking the law in America. Amen to that reality check. That's the point that we're making. All right, but then this cancel country star literally being abused for saying the N-word, but yet, hey, these guys can literally create rhetoric, drive-by shootings hours later, and no relationship there. But Donald Trump created an insurrection? Wow, the double standard is crazy. Well, the lies are legion in the mainstream press. They've been told that vaccines are very safe and very effective, right? Well, now the CDC is forced to admit, that's the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, forced to admit about 5,800 individuals in one example tested positive for the coronavirus after receiving a complete dose of the vaccine. Now, what they would say is, Sam, that 5,800 is nothing compared to the number of people who have, you know, taken the vaccines. The number is not very big, Sam, 5,800. My response is not true. First off, you can ask these 5,800 people. This is just one example, one swath. How many other people get the cocoa after they take the vaccine without even knowing it? Because remember, 98%+ of the people don't die from the COVID. Over 80% of the people don't even have really that big of side effects. They think it's just a cold, or they don't go to the hospital or anything else. So we don't really know how many this represents. We don't know that at all. And furthermore, if it's safe and effective, how many people did these 5,800 people, how many people did they then in turn infect? I don't know the number again, but you can't assume that the 5,800 took the cocoa vaccine, got the coronavirus, and didn't affect anybody else. Can you believe that? So they're not telling you the other side of the vaccine story either. But it gets even worse than that, folks. They say that a new study found that cerebral venous thrombosis, CVT, blood clots are far more likely to occur after someone contracts the coronavirus than after getting an mRNA vaccine. Now, I don't agree with that, but that's what they say. Now, they say that because they're into this new study thing, right? And they say the Oxford study found the instances of CVT after contracting COVID-19 was 39 per million compared to 4.1 per million people in mRNA vaccines and 0.41 in the zero or the general population. But let me kind of focus on this for a minute. I don't know that they can come forth with such statistics. Now, folks, you have heard that, you know, from statisticians and stuff, you can make anything up you want. You can make anything say what you want if you use the right numbers. And I believe that's what this is all about. I believe that they're playing games here, and I'll tell you why. This blood clotting happening from getting the coronavirus. Remember that 80% of the people who get the coronavirus never go to the hospital, at least, maybe more now. I'd have to research the latest numbers after a year. But 85 or 80%, whatever it is, significant, don't even go to the hospital at all. And you don't know what blood clotting they have or don't have. You also, if you study, you'll find out that most of the reporting regarding any illnesses from vaccines aren't reported. And even if they are, many of them are self-reported in this other database to where you can't rely on the data, meaning it's just not quantified in legitimate, consistent enough ways. So I don't believe this lie. This new study found that cerebral venous thrombosis, CVT, blood clots are far more likely to occur after someone contracts COVID-19 than after getting the mRNA vaccine. I'm not saying their study didn't find that. I'm saying I don't believe that's the truth. I don't believe that's accurate. And I don't believe there's any way to quantify the comparison in this short of a time. We just don't have the resources and we don't have the data. In fact, we can't even test enough people to know if they have the coronavirus yet. Right? All right. Anyway, I digress. But there you have it. I thought I'd bring that to your attention. It's worth noting. Senator Joni Ernst doing a good job. She will introduce legislation aimed at defunding Planned Parenthood. The Iowa Republican's office told the Daily Caller. They say the, let me get this right. The Protect Funding for Women's Health Care Act would prohibit taxpayer dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. That's good news, right? And instead it would direct money to other eligible women's health care provider solutions. Now, I kind of disagree with that. Meaning I don't want to just redirect the money. It's returning the money to the taxpayer, Joni. But I appreciate that, you know, she's willing to do something. I mean, we need something done, right? Anyway, now Trump ordered in July 2019 that family planning clinics be stripped of their Title X funding. Or is that Title 10 funding? That's if they refer women for abortions. So Donald tried to really double down for pro-life folks. He really did. He didn't get very far with the assault of his own party not backing him, right? It's a sad tale. But there you have that. I commend Joni Ernst for at least trying to do something for pro-life. We need more of that. They call it the Protect Funding for Women's Health Care Act. It would prohibit tax dollars from going to Planned Parenthood. Now, Trump, you know, did a good job there, too. But where are all the Republicans on the pro-life discussion, huh? Where are all the Republicans? Nowhere to be found, as far as I can tell. All right, in addition to this abortion thing and this vaccine thing, headline says pregnancy, making profits from C-sections. This story is, in my opinion, quite scary indeed. They say the Moral Hospital profits from a cesarean delivery, the more likely a woman is to get one. What do you think of that? New analysis suggests, I guess the study was published in what they call JAMA Network, J-A-M-A, Networks recently analyzed networks of 13.2 million deliveries nationwide from 2010 to 2014 using a large database of genuinely healthy women. And they found that it's all tied to profit. There were 2 million plus C-sections in the group, much lower than the national average of 30%. And they asked why. Quick pause on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com. and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, sadly, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a target-rich environment when it comes to wickedness in our society. Literally aborting babies, going to war, forcing folks to take vaccines, literally the double standard, inciting violence. I mean, we've got a lot of stuff to be concerned about in America. But this one's very interesting. Headline says, pregnancy, making profits from C-sections, financial motives create a population of women who get C-sections but do not need them. That's very, very concerning in my mind. Very concerning indeed. All right, I don't know how to handle this next story, folks. It is so egregious, so in your face, so offensive that I don't know how to even bring it to your attention, but I will. It's from Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel, always doing a great job, always stellar research from LC.org and Matt Staver, doing a great job. But here is the deal. The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department spent the last 3 months sending uniformed officers to private homes to hold down special needs adults and children who are crying and physically fighting against a forced COVID-19 injection. They say it took 3 to 4 adults to pin one woman down next to a fence who was screaming no, she didn't want a needle shoved into her, but they forced it anyway. The sheriff's department admitted they were using the Johnson & Johnson shot that the government has now paused. Why? Because of its risks from blood clotting and possible permanent disabilities that it causes. Seeing government agents detain and force this poor woman is shocking enough. By the way, this injection only had temporarily experimental approval. But anyway, testing this and forcing this on people who don't want it is shocking indeed. These people literally had no choice. Combined with California's mandatory vaccine passports prevents and excursions, it's looking more like Chinese America. Israel is even threatening to cancel the passport of vaccines for parents who refuse to have their children get the shot. A COVID injection today, says Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel, will be the injection, any injection of the future, if we don't have the freedom to make these personal decisions for ourselves. Ourselves, writes Matt Staver. I don't even know how to respond to this abuse. But it's literally starting now. where they are forcing the jab. They're forcing mandatory COVID shots on people. It is hard to know even how to respond to this, because it's so abusive, so in your face that you can hardly believe it even exists. You kind of go, where do we go from here? Will this happen in your state? Will this happen on your watch, ladies and gentlemen? I can't imagine remaining in California after the cops literally do this. Shame on the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. I don't know how to respond to this at all. It took 3 to 4 adults to pin one woman down. The Sheriff's Department admitted they were using the Johnson & Johnson canceled vaccine now. I don't know how to respond to the Sheriff's Department on that. They should be sued like no other over this. All right, 866-986-6397 is the number. Do you want to sound off on any of this? Chris Carlson from Utah does. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Sam. You must be psychic. Either that or you have a call screener, one of the two. Anyway, yeah, Joni Ernst, she's from the state where
I got to challenge this. Hold on a minute now. First off, I don't got a sidekick. I'm by myself today. I don't have a guest. But I don't believe in call screeners.
Oh, okay.
Screeners suggest that their goal is to reject calls and only let approved calls through.
Well, I didn't mean it that way, Sam.
I know, but the mainstream press does screen calls that way, and so I got to articulate the difference. Right. We do pick up the phone ahead of time to make sure that it's not somebody that's going to get on the radio and drop F-bombs. And we do want to get somebody's name so we can welcome them to the broadcast intelligently. We do want to get the general topic that people want to discuss so we make sure that it's kind of a on topic for the program and it's not just all over the map. So there's a little bit of I don't want to say vetting, but a little bit of an informed interaction with a caller before they go on the air. That's right. But I wouldn't really call it a call screener because we don't reject calls and or comments as long as they're polite, appropriate, and radio ready. In other words, they don't swear and do things that get us kicked off the radio. Other than that, though, welcome, sir.
Well, I swear I won't swear. Oh, wait, I just did swear. Sorry. My bad. Anyway, so Joni Ernst is from the state where I grew up in. Okay. So yeah, she's on the right track, Sam. But you don't divert funds from one bad cause to a less bad cause because it's all about. I think you should have a constitutional right to health care, women's health care, whatever. You should not have the right to force me and you to pay for it. So that's point one. Point two is you talked about abortion. During the four-year term of Donald Trump, he could have prosecuted abortion providers via the Fifth Amendment, to which he swore a sacred oath to God. Do you agree with me? Do you know what the Fifth Amendment says in part? It says that life, liberty, and property shall not be denied any person without due process of law. Is an unborn fetus a person? And, of course, the answer to that would be yes, because if you kill a fetus in vitro while, you know, it's in, if you murdered a woman who was pregnant, put it that way, and both the fetus and the woman die, it's a double murder. Even the courts will uphold that as law, right? Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Are you with me, Sam? There's a little bit of a delay.
Yes, I am.
Anyway, so this paragon of virtue in constitutional knowledge and wisdom, Donald Trump, for 4 years, neglected his not only powers, but obligation to prosecute abortion providers under the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, Chris, and I generally agree that he should have done those things. And I can look at it, though, two ways. I can look at it of what he did do for pro-life, and give him credit for doing more than any other president in my lifetime, or I can attack him for what he didn't accomplish that I wish he should have. So I agree with you, but it's a matter of perspective as well.
Well, I don't make excuses. He didn't save one child during his four-year term, and he could have. And people say, well, he didn't have the attorney general to do it. Well, that was his fault. He's the one who appoints them. He appointed William Barr, who he knew or should have known, at least you and I knew, that he would never do anything about the abortion issue. And that's on Trump. You know, you can't...
Yeah, I would say that he did save a lot of lives, though. For example, the Mexico City policy where we didn't fund and promote abortions around the world made a difference. I would say that speaking at the National Right to Life events, which no other president before him has done, made a difference. I would say his effort, as I mentioned, let me find this here. So I guess that Joni Ernst is trying to put this defund Planned Parenthood efforts. Donald Trump did try to defund Planned Parenthood. And President Trump ordered in July 2019, for example, that family planning clinics would be stripped of their Title X funding. So he did do some things, and we got to give credit for those things. If we don't give credit for any good that someone does at some point, we lose the argument because people say we're just so extreme that, you know. So he did do some good things, and we got to give credit for that.
Well, he didn't completely uphold constitutional principles, which he swore to do before God with his hand to the square. And I didn't vote for the man either of the two election cycles. I don't think he deserved my vote. The thing is, Sam, is, yeah, he does a lot of good. You know, a lot of criminals do a lot of good, but they still do a lot of bad, and they end up in jail because of that. Just because you do a few good deeds that get you halfway to your objective, and I don't even think the measures that he signed into law did that. You know, doesn't let you off the hook for just standing idly by while at least 330,000 babies were murdered in their mother's womb. That's only Planned Parenthood.
I agree. So I'll be very clear on this too, that I think is important. I don't know behind the scenes how much he could get done versus how much he couldn't get done, how much he really did versus how much he didn't really do, because I don't know the whole picture, and I also don't know his heart of what he intended. I know this though. We're having a real hard time stopping abortion in America, and people are going to all kinds of levels to do so. I've been a pro-life advocate for a long time, and I know it's a messy business. Even the people who, for example, who created undercover videos proving that the Food and Drug Administration and Planned Parenthood were illegally trafficking in baby body parts, they exposed it on video. Well, in the courts, the people who bought and sold baby body parts are fine. The people who literally exposed the criminal activity got slaughtered in the courts just recently last year in California. So this is what we're kind of up against. And I don't defend abortion, but I do defend sometimes there might be a lot more legitimate efforts that we recognize is the whole point. I didn't vote for Donald Trump either, by the way.
Yeah, well Donald Trump should have pardoned those individuals that got thrown in jail for exposing what Planned Parenthood was criminally doing. Why didn't he pardon those people? Why didn't he pardon the guy WikiLeaks? What's his name? I'll think of it in a second. Anyway, I mean, that would have been an easy thing. Nobody could have contradicted his actions on that part. Julian Assange, that's the man I was thinking of.
Yeah, we're out of time. Anyway, gotta fly. I get your point. I get your point. I don't disagree. But at the same time, I will say, you know, it's really easy to be armchair quarterback. And to some degree, we need to be careful with that. And I think if we're going to maintain our credibility, then it's critical that we vet both sides of arguments and stories oftentimes. And so I'm not defending President Trump because I voted for him. But I am trying to acknowledge the good that he has done more than any other president in our lifetime. Whether it's enough or not is certainly open for debate. By the way, the vaccine discussion's another great one. I'm against them. But I've got a guy that I agree with on almost everything who's totally for them. His name is Cliff Kincaid. America's Survival, his organization. We'll debate that on Saturday, 2-hour broadcast. God save the Republic of the United States of America, folks.